Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to a special impromptu episode of All Gas, No Trash. I should probably have the breaking news or some kind of like, you know, intro thing. I don't know.
Yeah, some equivalent of that.
Yeah, like some sort of upbeat. Oh, God, this is the most mind-blown.
Because then we would be literally every other podcast or every other streamer or person where they amplify themselves to the nth degree and over-exaggerate everything.
That's true.
Can't fucking have that.
That is true.
So, dude, we're doing this fucking episode as we start the fucking day.
Yeah.
It's we had to do it impromptu because this was media information that we had.
Breaking information that happened.
We had to get to because this literally happened I don't even know when it happened. It was 3 or 4 hours ago. I stumbled across this artist whose name is, we'll get right to it. The artist name is Jelly Haha. G-E-L-L-I Haha. Spelled exactly how it sounds. And so I heard this artist. I thought, fuck, this is great. And this person has a music video and it's all choreographed. It looks nice. Yeah. It's extremely polished. Reminiscent of AKBK, somebody that had just released a single a week ago.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. We'll catch up on the rest. So what was that, from 0 to 2 minutes roughly?
Yeah.
So we're going to have Josh listen to this song, which is called
Bounce House. Yeah, okay.
We're going to have Josh listen to this song. We're going to get his reaction. That'll be a segment. And then we'll talk about everything I found about this artist.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to listen to the song with us, you can pull up your iTunes, your Spotify, your fucking discography record collection. I don't know. And check out Jelly Haha. And this is going to be Bounce House, the single that just came out.
Last week, not even a week ago.
6 days ago. All right. It just came out. So here we go. This is Jelly Haha, Bounce House. All right, that was Bounce House by Jelly Haha. This shit's gonna be huge, man. This is some shit that, like, all right, you know when you see those fucking memes of, oh, like, all this shit, like, you know, it plays that, like, aquatic ambient song and, like, in slow motion or whatever, like, and it's, like, about your trout. This is, like, what I think Zoomers imagine happened during, like, the 80s and 90s as kids. Like, this is, like, I mean, this song was kind of about that. It's about, like, being a kid running around, and it's like, you know, there were a lot of 90s references in there, like the Energizer Bunny with the battery thing at the end. Like,
oh, shit. Did you picked up on that? I couldn't hear that in the song. Like, I can't. I literally have audio dyslexia because I can't pick up on words. I literally have to look at lyrics to understand shit. But anyways, you were saying.
Yeah, it was about, like, the bounce house. And, like, that's, like, the song was about, like, running around. It's like rosy cheeks running around. Like, you know, the queen of the castle, like, oh, okay, like you're playing, like, as a kid and shit. Mm. And so I was looking at the other fucking songs, because the song listings are on here.
Yeah.
So there's a song called Piss Artist. And I feel like, oh, that's, like, back in the day when you'd pee on the walls and stuff and, like, you'd draw shit with it. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's cool as hell.
I was thinking, like, you pee on the walls until something sticks, like, or I don't know. maybe I was thinking, like, shit, like throwing shit on the walls until something sticks. Yeah, but maybe you're probably right. I think you're right. I don't know, man.
This comes out June 27th. I'm excited for this. This is gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is, I don't know anything about this lady, like how old she is or whatever. I don't know if she's of our ilk in terms of, like, our elderly age. In terms of I feel like this is what, like, a Zoomer would think it was like growing up in the 90s.
Dude,
like,
this is polished as fuck. Like, this song sounds good. It is television ready. It is ready to be synced for some fucking show.
Okay, so the Wonder Years, but, like, the 90s version. That's what this would go in for sure, 100%. Like, that, 1,000%.
Like a coming of age show.
Playing outside, fucking, when the streetlights come on. This reminds me of, like, playing baseball, like street baseball, or, like, tackle football. I mean, on the concrete, like a bunch of assholes because we were fucking insane. But that's what this shit reminds me of. It's like that kind of shit. The danger, it brings back the danger of childhood, man. Like, I don't think people realize how dangerous it was living as a kid in the 90s. But anyways, that's what this song encapsulates. Like, that's, it brings that all in. It makes me, like, my brain has, like, tickles of that, you know?
Right. So the graphics for the cover art, it just looks like art from a project that is ready made. It's fucking music ready to eat. Like, it's an MRE.
Yeah. Music ready to consume.
Ready to enjoy.
Ready to enjoy. MRE. Dude, we gotta trademark that.
Oh shit, maybe we should change the
government. Fuck the government. Music ready to eat. All right. Music ready to enjoy.
Maybe we change the podcast called Music Ready to Enjoy.
God damn.
All right. So what was the marker for this? Like six
minutes. Yeah.
6:15
Yeah.
Or six.
So, yeah. Just do six minutes is fine. So what information did you come upon?
All right.
Looking into this.
So I go on the Instagram profile. Let me be perfectly clear. When we're talking about artists, it may seem like we're coming across as antagonistic, but it's really just my inquisitive nature to look into things and see how things work.
Yeah.
With Zamiya or AKA BK, like, I gotta know, man. I gotta know, because as it so happens to be me looking into her Instagram, I start piecing together what's happening. So she has a post where she announces that she's got a music video for this particular track. And one of the people involved, the producer, his name is Sean Guerin. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but this dude used to be, I'm not entirely sure if Deluxe, which was a band that was extremely popular like 10 years ago, and I would say they had more regional success here in Southern California, but yes, like, their music plays everywhere on the internet, right? Like, it's on digital streaming platforms, but if you had to pinpoint where their audience is here, right? Yeah. So this guy is serving as a producer to this artist whose actual name is let me look it up real quick, sorry, Angel Abaya, right?
Oh, that's like her real name?
Yeah. And so he's serving as a producer. So you have pedigree working with this person to make certified bangers, right? And
yeah,
okay. I enjoy Deluxe. One other person that was involved with this project, specifically the music video, and perhaps even the greater creative direction for the project, is this guy. Sorry, let me pull up the post so I could see what this guy, I think it's like Sam something. Sam. Oh no. Oh no.
Let's Sam Sulik. No.
My bad. His name is David Gutel. So this guy he was the director for the music video for the very first single, right? Mm-hmm. So this guy is a creative director. He's a photographer. And I think he also does videography. So this guy happened to be on tour with Ginger Root on the Shinbon Gumi tour.
Okay.
So this guy obviously is in the circles of the music industry, right? So people know who he is. He's also worked with these other artists named Pearl and the Oysters, whom we haven't done a music review or anything like that with them, but I'm sure we're going to talk about them at some point. But just some of the artists that he has been circling around or been around, now you have somebody that has worked with Ginger Root working on this project, and this is the first single. That's kind of telling of where things are going. So then I had to know the single came out last Wednesday, and I got to know where this is being played. If it's anywhere, where is it at? So some of those places that I found it at were in a music subreddit. The music video was posted in a subreddit. And then I had to know. I went to KCRW and I had to look to see if the song was on anybody's playlist on the programs. Yeah. So I check, and it's on five different DJ programs. It's on more. It started with Morning Becomes Eclectic the day it was released. And maybe perhaps that song was released at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the 18th. And then technically it was released on Eastern Standard Time at like 12 or 1 p.m., right? Or 1 a.m. So from the get-go, this project was presented on Morning Becomes Eclectic with four or five other DJs from KCRW playing that song throughout the week. So it leads me to believe a couple different things. Either everybody that's a DJ at KCRW heard this debut and thought they needed to get in on this and they played it on their own programs, or there's an inner circle at KCRW that was told that there's an artist that is going to be debuted on Morning Becomes Eclectic and you can either be a part of it or you can't, or you're not. Whether you like the song or not, right? So there were four or five different DJs on KCRW that all played the fucking song. So what does that mean to you as somebody that's just like hearing about this?
Well, I mean, that means obviously she's connected, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So Angel Abaya is her real name, right? Like that's who this Jelly Haha is, right?
Right.
So I don't know if you've seen this, but like Angel Abaya has a discography. Like she has another separate discography, right?
Oh, does she?
Yeah. And so one of the things that she has a track done with, guess who? Deluxe.
Deluxe, huh?
So that's a track. And then also if you look at her Angel Abaya Instagram profile, she's followed by Make Out Music. She only has 47 followers under Angel Abaya. Make Out Music and Deluxe Band.
Mm.
So following her on the thing, there's a couple other music things on there, but she has a like I said, a discography. So like Jelly Haha is not her first foray into the music scene. This is a rebranding of, you know, her, I guess, at this point. So obviously she's been connected to other industry people. So it would make sense how, okay, this would come about. And like if you like with what you said about KCRW has it, obviously she's got connections or she's connected somehow, because why else would KCRW get essentially handed this? Because I don't think this was like we just happened to find this lady. It's too coincidental that, oh, on the same day that her shit debuts on like this music video, it also debuts on KCRW. No, that's planned. All right. That's a planned event. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Again, this is good. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but this is how we see it from the perspective of us being people who look for music. And it's interesting to note that, like you, right? You found this haphazardly from a subreddit. And
No. I found this on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. And so you heard it on Instagram and then you went and looked further into it. But if you wouldn't have heard it on Instagram, I mean, KCRW essentially had this handed to them.
Right.
On a silver platter, seemingly. And it timed it just right with the release of a music video. That's a planned event. This is a debut fucking single, right? So we never had a chance to find this before an established, what did you call them?
Institution?
Yes, an institution. An institution had this. We're probably, I mean, I don't know how many people listen to KCRW, and I don't know who else is talking about this, but maybe we're hopefully the first non-institution to be talking about this, because this thing is going to be huge. I feel like this is going to go somewhere. And the fact that they're already pushing this is going to be pushed to the fucking moon and a half. They've got big plans with whatever this is. Out the gate. Straight up.
And it's kind of fucked because it's like, dude, for people like us, I found this haphazardly a week after the fact. I mean, if I was more diligent about looking into the shit on subreddits, just finding music, I do that during the weeks, but this was a week I got caught with my pants down and that fucked me over.
Yeah.
And I could have been on top of this that fucking day. And it's a week after the fact. It's not really much of a big difference, but when we're talking about being on top of shit, like we got to be on top of our game from ground zero. But we don't have the luxury of having stuff from the get-go handed to us. Like we have to earn that shit.
Yeah, we have to find it. And no one's bringing us any of this shit that we're talking about. We talked about obviously that album Or the Molecule. We did that with Zamia. Like that's a thing that they retweeted our episode that we did. Cool, that's great. But it's not like they came to us and they were like, oh hey, here you go. The only reason we knew that they retweeted it was because on our analytics for YouTube, it said that a bunch of people came from fucking X. So we were like, who the fuck? We didn't post anything on X. So where the fuck did this come from? They had to have posted something.
Right.
And it turned out that they did after a quick little search. But yeah, these are the pitfalls that we face in. Yeah. If we get caught with our pants down like this, oh, man, we'll miss this shit. Now, luckily, you caught it before we got too fucking deep into this thing happening. And now this is on our docket for an album review. And I believe we'll be the first to fucking do an album review on this.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. We will.
We are guaranteed. Now, granted, we're doing it the day it fucking comes out and we are posting it that fucking night. So it's going up immediately. And I'm sure there's people that are going to have advanced copies of this shit. But our work ethic is undefeatable and we will have this shit out first.
Yeah. And I want to add, on top of the stuff that we've been talking about, the radio play with KCRW and Jelly Haha. So she had a single release party where she performed. She did her first performance. I guess dub it as that, because we're only just finding out that she has been known as a previous incarnation as an artist. But aside from that, so she performed at this place called Permanent Records. And you mentioned Make Out Music following her. And vice versa, right?
Yeah.
So at Permanent Records, she performed all these songs. And I actually want to do another episode, not today, but on Sunday, where somebody recorded her full set from Permanent Records. And I want to check it out and we'll talk about it and look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
But talking more about the things at play. So Make Out Music follows her, and I was telling you earlier that there was somebody at that Make Out Music show for AKA BK. There was an artist that performed that was an ex-NFL player, Anton Exum, although I think his name is just truncated to just Exum. And there was I was telling you that there was one other asshole, and it was a guitar player. And it was like this white guy. And I got to look at this fucking
I like how you say, like, yeah, there's just one other fucking asshole guy. Like,
I don't know.
We don't know this guy. Yeah. He could be a very nice guy.
No, I mean,
but as far as we know, he's an asshole. Like, this fucking asshole on the stage. Oh, no. Jerking off, fucking playing guitar.
I don't mean, it's just,
it's funny.
You know what you call your friends douche? Or,
yeah, you call them assholes and fuck faces. Yeah, it's like the same
fuck
thing.
Fuck face, you call them fuck face.
Oh, yeah, that fuck face over there. that fucking dickhead. Yeah. Like, you know.
You know, like the way Australians use cunt.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way we do it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Okay, so the special guest for that show was this guy named Johnny Dawson. So I click on fucking Johnny Dawson, and who is it? It's the guy that played guitar for Anton Exum, the ex-NFL player. So there is a degree of adjacency between Make Out Music, this what was her first name? Amaya Abaya?
Oh, was it
Angel Abaya?
Angel Abaya, yeah.
So Angel Abaya, or Jelly Haha, as she's known now. There's an adjacency there. There's like Make Out Music is also at play. You have this person that played guitar with Anton Exum who's opening for Angel Abaya for this Permanent Records show. Now it makes me believe that Make Out Music is involved somehow. I don't know in what capacity. We know that they're the people that work or are the founders of Make Out Music are all A&R, with the exception of one dude who's in tech or whatever. But they're involved somehow. And I actually think they're going to be, I think in the future we'll see Angel Abaya or Jelly Haha performing at Make Out Music without question.
Oh yeah, 100%. And what's funny is her Angel Abaya profile has like nothing on it. Like it's been purged essentially.
Okay.
And it says Ans Troll and then at Jelly Haha. So like it's that's in the top part. So it's like I don't know what she uses this profile for or if anything, but it's funny how they still left all these followers on. They're 43 followers.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting.
On top of this, so as we mentioned possibly at the beginning of this segment, the record label that Angel Abaya is part of is called Innovative Leisure, which is the record label that Deluxe is part of. And there's a few other artists like Nick Waterhouse and the A La La's, I think, are also part of that record label. So they're kind of well known. They were an independent record label that's well known. And Jelly Haha is part of it. So the things that are already at play, the show, the radio play, the fact that she's been already posted on subreddits to garner attention and kind of scatter their shot everywhere. So people start creating a buzz. But the one that pissed me off the most is the KCRW one, man. Cause that was a coordinated effort. That's how it happens, man. Like, that's how music is presented. It's how you debut an artist. The music is fucking great, right?
Yeah.
But this is how you create a fucking star from the get-go, as opposed to somebody that's grinding and making their way around and playing numerous shows and fighting for every inch of their fandom and even to get radio play. And I'm not saying that she hasn't done that. She's obviously done that to some degree, but like in her new persona, it's like a repackage for a fucking wrestler, dude.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's re-gimmicking.
It's a repackage, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's re-gimmicking and setting them to a new, they went away for maybe a little while, because the last thing she did was in 2023, was the last like release, it looks like,
yes,
that Angel Abaya had.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years. The everyone's forgot about Angel Abaya,
mm-hmm,
and now they're like, cool, we've been working on your repackage, and now you're going to come out with this new gimmick.
And it's worked on me. I'm going to say it's worked on me. They have this guy that has worked with Jinjiru as a creative director, right?
Yeah.
So within one of the posts on Jelly Haha's Instagram, they show a listing or a casting credits for the music video. And what's funny is that there's like this Ramones-esque thing happening where the live members of the band adopt the Haha name after their first name. So it's like Johnny Ramone or, you know, CJ Ramone. They're all, yeah, it's Jelly Haha, which is Angel Abaya, right?
Right.
And then it's CC Haha and fucking Juju Haha and Judy Haha. So they're all like kind of fucking Ramones, but they also have coordinating outfits. Once we talk about the live performance at Permanent Records, this thing is executed to fucking perfection. I've never been more sure of an artist's stardom than this one in particular, because of how well it's already been presented.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is like sort of akin to like AKA BK type, the way that this it's being presented or whatever, right? I don't think AKA BK set a little different, because she's not a repackage or whatever, but that's what this is. This is, like you said, it's a repackaging with a new gimmick. And honestly, quite frankly, we haven't listened to anything that she's done as Angel Abaya. I think we should listen to some of that shit just to hear what kind of music it is. And likely this is probably a better direction, I would imagine.
Which is probably why that Sam Guerin guy needed to step in. So they're like, all right, we need to polish your songs up. Let me step in and see what we can pull. And whatever they've done now is
far superior, probably, yeah, to the other stuff that she's done, I would imagine.
And not to discredit her as an artist. Imagine it was whatever she did was good. But sometimes you like need a little extra motivation or influence.
You need to get put in a stable.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of what it is now. You're in a stable kind of with these supporting characters that are going to help increase your stock as an artist and push your storyline to the top.
Right.
And then eventually you'll become world heavyweight champion and fucking,
man, know. Wrestling applies to fucking everything.
It does. That's the real lesson here. Wrestling applies to everything. Controversy creates cash, and it's all storylines and gimmicks. That's it.
Right. So what you could look forward to in the coming weeks and also in the immediate future, I think we got to do a video of the live performance at Permanent Records, because it's in its entirety. So I kind of want to do a reaction to it. I mean, yeah, we'll watch it and talk about what we see and what, like, pick apart different things about the performance and even Jelly Haha itself. But in the long term future, album review, Garen fucking teed June 27th. Yep. So mark your calendars, man, because that's when the debut album comes out. We're literally witnessing the birth of the next great artist from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought I mean, on top of like AK, BK, and then Zamia and all the other shit that we fucking talked about.
AK, BK hasn't fucking put an album out yet.
True.
So, I mean, I'm not knocking AK, BK, but the push seems to have stalled a little. And I don't know if that's due to funding or maybe a lack of motivation. Who the fuck knows? But at the end of the day, Jelly Haha has a fucking album coming out.
She has an album.
And is getting pushed to the fucking moon.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the fact she started that way, she has a single. We already know that there's an album on the way. There's probably going to be more. There's already a 3-month plan already laid out in advance. We don't know when we're getting an album from AKBK. We don't know when we're getting an EP.
We don't know shit.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
We know less than we did before, actually, I think.
So anyways, that is all to say that this is the becoming of a new artist, a new fucking pillar in music in Los Angeles is arising, and we're here to talk about it. And now we're caught up with KCRW. So now we're going to be right there in lockstep with them as the shit unravels. So
yeah, Casey, we're probably going to be ahead of you now, KCRW, you fuckers. You got lucky. Hey. You got one up on us. You got lucky. And that's it. Never again. All right.
This I guarantee you, none of the information that we've talked about can be disclosed.
By them.
By them.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know.
I'll say this, though. Them getting the jump on this fucking single on us, this is the all gas, no trash 9/11. And we say never again.
Yeah, never again.
We will never forget, all right? The heroes that died the day that KCRW fucking killed us with beating us by 6 days.
Mr. President, the second single has hit.
That's it. Now, when this album comes out, we're invading Afghanistan again, all right? I don't give a fuck. It's over, all right? We're killing these fuckers.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, well, fuck you. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, sweet. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this 30-minute fucking rant about this new artist. And, you know, hey, listen, if you're Jelly Haha and you want to come talk shit with some two assholes on a podcast, let us know. We've interviewed AKA BK. We actually have another podcast, Without Censor. You can go check it out. Also, we're going to repackage that AKA BK interview. Speaking of rebranding, we're going to repackage it and play it on this so that you people who listen here can hear it. So, you know, if you want to listen to it now, go to Without Censor. You can check it out. And if you're, you know, in the music industry and you want to talk to us,
or don't,
or if you don't, then tell us to fuck off. I don't know. Don't fucking email us. Don't send us any DMs. Don't crawl up in our grill. All right.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be interviewed, but if you do, hey, we're here. So you reach us on all the social medias. You know what they are. Anyways. All right. I guess that's the end of it. I guess we'll see you guys on the next episode with hopefully, we haven't been defeated by KCRW again.
Suck my balls.